Okay, next we have the last clinical variant of the pustular psoriasis, that is acrodermatitis continua of Hallopi. So it is also comprised of a rare chronic sterile pustular eruption affecting the acral parts, that is the fingers or the toes, that tend to extend proximally to involve the hands and the feet and may also evolve into generalized pustular psoriasis. It is also known as the acropustulosis, pustular acrodermatitis, acrodermatitis perstans. It is overall a rare entity and it is seen in the children. It is rare in the adults, but it is not infrequently present in elderly. It is more commonly seen in the woman, and the associated disease is that it overlaps with the palmoplantar pustulosis, and it may sometime also evolve into generalized pustular psoriasis. The histopathology is similar to the generalized pustular psoriasis, with the presence of numerous subcorneal neutrophilic pustules, spongiform pustules, hypergranulosis and parakeratotic hyperkeratosis. Lymphocytic infiltrate can be seen in the dermis, and in the chronic disease there may be atrophic changes as well. In the genetics, there may be mutation of the interleukin-36 RN, and the environmental factors which provokes the development of the acrodermatitis continua of Hallopi is minor trauma, infection of the tip of the digits, or oral corticosteroids.